gets the green light. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The CDC signs off on Pfizer's COVID booster for kids age 5 to 11.
The CDC's director saying in a statement, "We know that these vaccines are safe and we must continue to increase the number of children who are protected." The Food and Drug Administration recently clearing the extra dose for younger children at least 5 months after their original shots. The CDC also strengthening its recommendation that those 12 and older who are immunocompromised and those 50 and older should receive a second booster dose at least 4 months after their first.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Russia claims hundreds more Ukrainian fighters have emerged from the stronghold in Mariupol. The Red Cross is working to register them as prisoners of war. This says the Senate has passed a measure giving $40 billion more in aid to Ukraine.
It only takes one senator to gum up the works, and this is why this bill was delayed for a week. Rand Paul filibustered the bill over the IG. The Senate finally okayed the bill 86 to 11. All Democrats present voted yes. All nays came from GOP members, including Paul. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pointed to GOP opposition, especially from those who say they want to help Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell wanted the Senate to pass the bill a week ago. That's because McConnell was secretly planning a weekend meeting with Ukrainian leader Vladimir Zelensky. McConnell arrived in Kyiv empty-handed.
Fox's Chad Pergram. The measure now heads to President Biden for his signature. More than 5,000 firefighters are battling multiple fires across the Southwest. One of them has destroyed dozens of buildings in Texas. Another in New Mexico, the largest in the country, is picking up steam again. Evacuation orders are in place in parts of Texas, Colorado, and New Mexico. Dangerous fire weather is expected to continue through tomorrow, especially in New Mexico. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A 16-year-old from Connecticut is dead, and the suspect is another teenager. Police say it happened after a fight at a house party over the weekend.
Documents released reveal police arrived to a bloody and chaotic scene just before midnight on Saturday with more than 50 teenagers attending a house party in Shelton. Witnesses told detectives three or four people from St. Joseph's High School arrived uninvited after one stabbing victim reported that he had been jumped earlier that evening at another nearby party. Witnesses said Rawl Valley flashed a knife. One witness told police that after the fighting stopped, he saw the suspect, later identified via a photo array, that had stabbed Jimmy McGrath before leaving.
Fox says Molly Lyon in Shelton, Connecticut. The 16-year-old will be tried as an adult. New rules about how and when actors can use guns while filming has failed to pass the California legislature just months after the shooting on the set of the Alec Baldwin film Rust in New Mexico that killed the cinematographer. The attendees for a publicized NFL diverse hiring forum have been revealed.
Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy and Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich are among the more than 60 candidates from across the NFL's 32 teams announced on Thursday that will take part in next week's coach and front office accelerator program. The inaugural event seeks to get minority candidates for head coach and general manager openings some face time with the league's highest ranking decision makers during next week's NFL spring meetings. Two women are also among the scheduled attendees, Kelly Klein of the Denver Broncos. She's their executive director of football operations, and Jacqueline Davidson, who is the Jacksonville Jaguars director of football research. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
More than 40 people, including marine mammal experts, interns, and volunteers, spent several hours earlier this week battling an incoming tide to help rescue seven dolphins that got stranded in the shallow waters of a Cape Cod River this week. The dolphins were safely transported out of the Herring River in Wellfleet and released into deeper waters off Provincetown. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.